Todd Monken, 12:50. That's his estimated time of talk. ETT. Estimated talk time.
You just make that up?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. You like it?
Yeah, sure. I love it. As always, you can listen to this show and all of our local shows on The Fan, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can take The Fan with you wherever you go. Like we keep saying that over and over. You can listen to us on Odyssey, too. You listen to iHeart. You can tune in, man. We're all over the place.
I'll tell you what, man.
We get bigger sooner. That's big
beautiful,
enough.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's fabulous is what I think that is.
I can feel your excitement.
I know you can.
So phony.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No. You know what I'm excited about?
What are you excited about, Jeff?
5-game winning streak.
Oh.
I don't care that you're playing the worst teams in Major League Baseball. They're on the schedule, baby.
You had to play them at some point.
Go beat them.
Everyone has to play everybody.
Yeah, just go beat them. Go beat them. Mm. How'd they get to be the worst teams in baseball? By somebody else already beating them. So
they
you do the same.
Yeah,
so you do the same. Last night, it was a 4-2 win over those pesky Los Angeles Angels.
Oh, they are pesky.
Joe Adell goes back. Joe Adell doing a nice job. And right now, you're 2.5 games behind the White Sox in the Central.
Such a good job. They're giving him his own Joe Adell football jersey night. I think it's on
I need one of those.
When's the third? They look pretty cool. At first, they look like
Ohio State.
Don't I need
one of those?
It's on Sunday. They play the Phillies, so if you're looking for them, I think they're going for $40 online right now.
Yeah, well, I don't
it's
need one
that
bad.
It's the first 25,000 people there, but you got to go to Anaheim to get it.
Don't need one that bad. 4-2 last night. That's good. 2.5 games behind the White Sox. And now Andy's sitting in the third spot in the wild card. So that's a wild card spot. They're up by a half game. And 2 games up on the 2 teams after that.
Right.
So, okay, that's all. That's good. That's kind of what you're looking for, right?
Jeff, you know what I was looking for?
No.
What's their record? What's their record right now?
Oh, they're 500.
500.
Now so you go.
So I think it was like about a week ago, they had a 21-point-something chance of making the playoffs.
What's ESPN say now?
ESPN now says 50% chance.
50.
I mean, they're sitting in a playoff spot. They are all alone in the third wildcard spot right now. And then they're pushing on the door again to try to get back. Because I think we both said if they do come back, they're going to have to do this through the Central. But right now they're sitting in a spot. So just keep doing what you're doing. Although the end of the game last night on the very last play was a little hairy because I thought we were going to extra innings.
That was deep.
It was a long, long ball. Anywhere else in the park it was gone, but it was like dead center.
It's a strange thing about baseball. A guy can hit a ball like that. And you think, oh, my God, he nailed that thing. That was really, you know, that's a mistake by the pitcher, blah, 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 blah. Well, it's just an out.
Just an out.
One of the weird things about baseball to me.
And the important thing was 27th out. So.
Well, now that's critical. You have a 5-game winning streak. That's essential. What's keyed some of this, Andy? I'll tell you what's keyed some of this. Chris Antonetti, Mike Chernoff, take a bow.
Good job.
Take a bow. Their moves at the trade deadline, Andy, just haven't worked. They've worked beautifully. Now, it took a little while for it to kick in from a wins and loss standpoint because the Guardians are just like 500 this month. But now they've won 5 straight games.
In 7 of their last 7 games, they've given up less than 3 runs a game, too.
They're 9-9 since the trade pickups. 9-9.
It just took a little while to kick in. Right?
Well, it did. From a win-loss standpoint, since the trade deadline, okay, Joe Adell, as a Guardian, has played in 18 games, and he's driven in 18 runs. Thank you very much, and he's really hot now. Last 6 games, he has 13 runs batted in. So Joe's everything that I was hoping he would be here in Cleveland. He's the type of guy that I love seeing in the middle of a batting order because, as we've seen it 4 times, he can change the game with 1 swing. I mean, he's hit some home runs here that have been fun to watch. He's got 80 runs batted in on the season, 18 of them here. Nathaniel Lowe, understated pickup, I think, Andy?
Right.
He's played 16 games. He has 11 runs batted in. If you do the math, you ready? Here's the stunning stat of the day.
Okay, give me 2.
We should, stunning stat of the day.
All right.
Can we have one of that?
Dun, dun, dun.
Can we sponsor that?
Stunning stat of the day brought
Sales
to you
staff,
by...
Get on that. Your stunning stat of the day brought to you by
air. You need it most
since they've
every moment
been
of your
here.
Life.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Since they've been here, Joe Adell, Nathaniel Lowe. The Guardians have 80 runs batted in as a team. They have 29 of them.
Wow.
36% of the runs driven in by the Guardians since the trade deadline have been by the guys they picked up at the trade deadline. Hello. That's changing the lineup. And then you have Foster Griffin, who's made four starts. They've won three of his four starts. They're 3-1. Has he been lights out like he was in Washington? Nah, but they're 3-1 in his four starts. What did you want him to do? You wanted him to come in here and give you a chance to win games. What's he done? He's come in here and given you a chance to win games. I'm impressed. We know how bad the offense has been, right, overall?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sitting?
Well, I know you're looking at the trade, but I'm going to add something here at the end, so keep going.
Dano, you'll like this. In August, now there are two games that don't count because they were before the trade deadline in August. But in August, the little offense that could, or for all season long, couldn't, just for the month of August. So basically, other than two games, since Adele and Lowe have arrived.
Okay.
The offense is third in Major League Baseball in batting average. 261 in August. Hits, they're fifth. Home runs, tied for 23rd. Runs, ninth in runs scored. On base percentage, Dano, fifth. Since these guys have arrived, and Dan's favorite stat, OPS, which combines on base plus slugging percentage, viewed by most, Dan, would you say, as the most telling offensive stat there is?
Yes.
Well, they are 10th in OPS in Major League Baseball in the month of August. Well done, Chris. Well done, Michael.
So my question for you then is the catalyst, because you said that's 18 games?
Joe Adell has played in 18 games. Yeah, he's 9-9 since the trade deadline.
So the other factor there is Angel Hanau.
Those played in 16.
I think Hanau.
Oh, there's more to it, yeah.
Yeah, Hanau and Kwan, too.
Kwan's been hotter than...
Well, they both have. I didn't look at the box score for last night. I know he only had two errors, and they both happened in his first game. So defensively, he's been outstanding.
Same play.
Yeah, wasn't it the same play? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, he's been on a tear. He's hitting 290. His on base is, what, 353? He doesn't have a lot of RBI, I just realized that, but he's creating runs scored. So
Andy, dude's hit in the middle of the lineup.
Always remember, RBI is a team-based stat. It's not a singular hitter.
No.
Nope, but you got to have a guy on base.
Well, and he's been the guy on base, 18 hits. I mean, he scored 9 runs, so maybe that, But the other part is Kwan. And, man, I mean, we were ready to trade him away for a bag of balls at one point during the season, right?
You know why?
It reminds me of Cliff Lee.
Because you would have been lucky to get a bag of balls for him early in the season.
That's true. So it's Cliff Lee theory. That's what I call
it. Yeah.
Or it's just typical Stephen Kwan. It wasn't.
It's flipped Stephen Kwan.
All right, I'll buy that.
But you have one hot half and one cold half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Little did you know.
Maybe that could be a good deal of a sandwich shot, right?
One hot half, one cold half?
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
Get the, what would be a good...
Pastrami. Pastrami always needs to be warm.
Pastrami?
Yeah, you always need pastrami warm.
Roast beef, kind of, you can do that too.
Yeah, like a French dip type of thing?
Yeah.
You can be
half of it would be French dip.
And yeah, the other half would just be a straight roast beef sandwich.
I like it. This is
more onto something.
We've kind of like the sandwich shop here.
Let's get some calls.
Yeah.
Let's call some people.
Deli beef for a French dip is cheating the system, just so you know.
What is cheating the system?
If you slice roast beef.
Yeah.
And then put it on a bun and call it a French dip, it's cheating.
You have to have the au jus to put it
in. Yeah, no, it's still cheating. It's just deli meat. You got to actually, get prime rib and slice it up. That's good French dip.
Oh, Mr. Prime Rib.
You ever notice restaurants that specialize in prime rib always have a great French dip for lunch? There's a reason why.
Wow, I didn't realize.
Same reason why certain burger joints have chili.
That's correct.
Can you please ask Keith?
Although they use different meat. They don't use the burger that's already been cooked.
Shut up. Are you serious?
That's what I've read.
Wait, say that again?
Certain burger joints also serve chili.
Yeah.
May not involve... Well, I won't even go there.
Right.
But I always heard that they do not take the burgers that they've cooked and turn it into chili.
Oh, it doesn't
work that
way?
They have special burger...
For the chili?
Yeah.
I've also found that...
I don't know that, but...
And I'm making fun of you, but... if you ever go to a fine steakhouse, their burgers are always good.
Yeah.
Always good.
You know why?
Because of the cut of meat they're using.
They take all the scraps from the steak and grind them with babies up and make them burgers.
There you go. Tenderloin.
Senior correspondent Ed is joining us from
back.
Medina.
Wow. Where have you been, senior correspondent Ed? On assignment?
I'm on assignment. I'm senior assignment, like getting old. But I have to take issue. Well, okay, maybe not issue, but I'm gonna offer the opinion that, you know, the additions, you know, past the trade deadline are good. You know, we're gonna have a little run, maybe get to the playoffs, and then we'll get blown up because there's not enough power. But the real question is, we do this every year now, and it keeps people excited. But what real development have we had? Why don't we have these guys in our system? So, you know, like the old days, because we're, you know, we're changing the roster, and then maybe half these guys are gone next year, like they did with, you know, Lane Thomas and these other guys. Isn't that a critical review of the management and the development of players?
Heavy thought there, Ed. Adell is under contract for next year.
That's why you're a senior guy, you know.
So. Yeah. Adell is under contract for next year. Nathaniel Lowe is not. Neither is Foster Griffin. At this point, wouldn't you like to bring both of those guys back unless Ralph Velasquez is ready to go, and then he's probably your first baseman?
And does it say anything? I mean, just taking last night's lineup, that what six of the nine guys came up through the farm system last night. DeLauder was hurt. Is that right? Six of the nine guys? Quan, Ramirez.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's
now, Martinez.
That's like they advertise investments on TV, you know. Historical doesn't mean the future, you know. And then you go back to, say, Bo Naylor, Bobby, you know, whatever that first baseman
Bobby
was.
Bobby Bonilla turned out to be pretty good, didn't he? Barry Bonds? Sorry. I'm just kidding.
Bobby Bradley.
Don't interrupt me. I am a senior coach.
Oh, excuse me.
You know, it's infrequent nowadays, you know.
Yes, anyways, we need to give you more cell phone money.
That's great.
That's correct.
I have endless amounts of quarters for a payphone for you, though, if you need it.
That's so great.
You just got to find the payphone.
Yeah, at the corner of Captain Frank's. That's another story. But anyway.
I park in the back.
But anyway, you know, it's great we're there, and it's exciting and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, look at the years that, you know, we didn't have anybody, you know, and that's what concerns me, because, okay, so, like, maybe these new guys are good, you know, but what about the last couple of new guys, you know? So that's what, it's exciting. We're going to get there. Our pitching staff has always gotten us close to the playoffs. And then when, you know, Soto and Judge hit two home runs against the Yankees, then we're out.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. On behalf of Baskin and Phelps, the senior correspondent, infrequent as it may be.
This is true.
I'm Baskin and Phelps. Have a great day.
Thank you, senior correspondent Ed in Medina.
I have no reason. They're back to 500. You want to say they're beating up some of the cellar dwellers? Yeah, okay.
They're on the schedule, dude.
Yeah, they got them up, right? I'm pumped. They're back in it, man.
Yep. Are you going to give the front office credit? Because they've made some moves that clearly have benefited this team, including calling up now, 216-474-0092. Todd Monken coming up in about half an hour or so. You'll hear him right here on The Fan.